proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you on today's program. It is always wonderful to hear the good news that another soul has been saved, whether they be Jew or Gentile. As the Bible says, there's much rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. God's name is glorified in the salvation of souls. International Board of Jewish Missions was started in 1949 by Dr. Jacob Gardenhaus, who was a Jewish believer in Jesus, the Messiah. His goal for IBJM is to follow the command found in Romans 1:16. Our passion is for the glorious gospel to be preached to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Over the years, many precious Jewish souls have been saved through the ministry of IBJM around the world. While this encourages our hearts, we also want to focus on the discipleship of Jewish believers, especially through the local church. While there are other mission groups and organizations that reach the Jewish people, IBJM's distinctive in Jewish missions is to work through the local church. IBJM's founder, Dr. Jacob Gardenhaus, said many times that the responsibility for evangelizing the Jew lies primarily at the door of the local churches to minister to the Jews of their vicinity. We praise the Lord that many churches are responding to God's call to reach their Jewish neighbor. What some Christians may not realize, however, is that many Jewish people face several challenges when they finally decide to follow Jesus the Messiah. Most of these struggles have to do with family acceptance. Some new Jewish believers have even been disowned by their families when they get saved. Dr. Gardenhaus mentioned his own struggle in this regard in his autobiography, Traitor, which you can order through us here at IBJM. He said in his book, "My faith in Christ has always been my greatest treasure. It has already cost me parents, relatives, friends, home, and position. I cannot stand idly by, but must speak up no matter what the cost." It takes commitment and encouragement for a new Jewish believer to press on. This is why I believe the local church is so important in this regard. A biblical illustration found in the book of Acts chapter 9 reminds of this fact. When Saul of Tarsus, who later became Paul, was gloriously saved on the road to Damascus, he had a struggle in identifying with the local believers in Jerusalem. When Paul tried to join them, they were afraid and did not believe that he was a true disciple. Upon this initial resistance, Barnabas came by Paul's side. Barnabas, whose name means son of encouragement, is a true model of discipleship, especially as we are looking into encouraging a Jewish believer on this program. Just as Barnabas welcomed Paul into fellowship in the local assembly in Jerusalem, even so must the local church welcome Jewish believers into their family. The connection in the family of God is so critical. Perhaps this quote will help us understand the Jewish mindset regarding this. Whereas the center for Christianity is the church, the center for Judaism is the family. Indeed, the idea of family is very strong in Jewish life, one that we must not take for granted. I fondly remember a Jewish lady named Rosa, who was a part of our congregation. For several years, she remained homebound due to several health issues. But whenever I visited her, she would always say that she had her family who would stop by and see her, and she was thankful for that. But then she would often say that our little congregation, that we were her real family. Those were indeed precious moments that we had with her. While she is now in glory with Jesus, her Messiah, Rosa was encouraged by sincere and loving fellowship with the family of God. In light of this, let us look practically at your ministry to your Jewish neighbor. Our ministry to them should be one out of love and sincere desire to see them saved and grow in the Lord. As we put this into practice, we need to become like Barnabas and become an encourager. Help them feel welcome and introduce them to other believers. Many Jewish people have never been in a local church and may feel out of place, so take time to prepare them for what they should expect, especially during their services. And also, perhaps more importantly, take time to share God's word with them. This will help them build the foundation of their faith. This is something we can do with every believer, whether it be Jew and Gentile. Finally, pray for them. Encourage them in their walk with God, and this is life-touching life ministry. I know God will bless you as you encourage that new believer. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.